Wednesday. Hump day. Third day of the week.
You're leaving out the most important one of all.
What?
Prince Spaghetti Day.
Darn it. You know, before Prince passed away, we used to do that. We used to play Prince on Wednesdays and say it was Prince Spaghetti Day.
Yes.
And actually, we should have kept that up after he passed away.
In tribute to the great Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince. Formerly known as Prince.
And then he went back to Prince.
Yeah, then he went back to Prince. Do you remember the little boy's name in the commercials for Prince Spaghetti?
Anthony!
Anthony what, though?
I don't know.
It was Anthony. His mom, and this wasn't stereotypical at all, so please don't think it was, but they would explain that Anthony Blank lives on the west side of Boston, and every Wednesday his mother, and then they'd show his mother leaning out the window, and she'd yell,
Anthony!
And then even though Anthony was about 11 miles away, he could hear his mom, and he'd come running home all sweaty and come in just in time for the Prince Spaghetti. But his last name was?
How did we know his last name?
They said it. They said, they'd say, Anthony?
Anthony! You can't do it like that?
Anthony!
Very good. Marconi?
No.
Macaroni?
Oh, you're very close.
Really?
Anthony Martignetti.
Oh, I guess.
Anthony Martignetti lives on the west side of Boston, and each Wednesday, his mother makes Prince Spaghetti, and then she'd yell out Anthony, and he'd come running home, and the whole family would enjoy the Prince Spaghetti. And I would be mad at my family for not being Italian. Why can't we enjoy a nice Prince Spaghetti meal like the Martignettis?
Can I tell you that, well, Martignetti rhymes with spaghetti. That's why they chose that.
They probably teased Anthony in school. Martignetti, eat spaghetti.
They'd on Wednesdays.
Yeah, right. And then his mom would yell from out her window, don't make fun of my boy.
Spaghetti is my least favorite pasta.
I'm with you.
And I'm so glad you said that because people say, I don't understand what you mean. I'll say why I don't like it. I like a big bite of pasta.
Me too.
And I know you can spin it on your fork, and you do, but it's still, like, I had gnocchi last night.
Delicious.
I love gnocchi.
Always good.
That's made out of potatoes, usually.
Yeah.
Mine was made out of Asiago cheese last night. Very good.
Very rich.
I didn't make it. I purchased it. Yeah. But a mostaccioli with the lines because it holds the sauce.
So good.
I like a rigatoni.
Rigatoni's my favorite.
Farfalle.
I enjoy that.
Which one is it?
You know which one I like? I got to remember what the name of it is. It's a noodle that you can't even describe the shape of this noodle. It's like all over the place. It's like a noodle exploded. Do you know what I'm talking about? Is it cavatappi? It might be cavatappi. No, cavatappi is like a spirally one.
Cavatappi is like a rotini but hollow, I think. It's a corkscrew.
Yeah, it's a corkscrew. But there's one that we get. Barilla makes it. Oh, I guess they all make it, right?
Is it the ears?
No, it's even crazier. It goes off in all kinds of weird directions. Like when you go, oh, I get it. It goes that way. Then it goes the other way. Then it comes back.
Really?
Yeah, I like it.
Who makes it?
Barilla makes it. And who else do we get it from? I can't remember the other company.
I like the farfalle, which is the bow ties.
That's pretty good. That reminds me of the late Senator Paul Simon. I think that would probably have been his favorite because of the bow ties.
Campanelli?
Maybe that's what it is.
It looks...
you can't
think
describe the shape, right? It's impossible.
I think it's called ears.
Oh, I think that's it. Yeah, Campanelli.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like the inner portion of your ear.
Yeah,
I think
that's
what
it
means then.
Pretend I'm eating ears. Goes down smooth.
It is a weird thing. I like the ditalini, which is just the little tubes,
those tiny tubes,
but that's only good in soup.
But why is spaghetti at the top of the heap when it comes to pasta, when in reality, let's be honest, it's not the best.
I don't like
it. It's okay,
it.
But it's not the best.
I guess that's why, you know, the bonus is when you get spaghetti, what do you get with it?
Meatballs.
The meatball.
Yeah.
Anthony! The meatball!
Come home and bring some meatballs for your grandmother.
We didn't have meatballs growing up.
Because of the war?
No. No. My grandmother and grandfather were Northern Italian, so we just had like a very meaty spaghetti sauce.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a marinara sauce. It was almost like chili. It had a lot of meat in it.
Oh, really?
So there was no reason to have a meatball.
Oh, I guess. Yeah, that'd be overkill.
Yeah, too much meat.
Yeah.
So now I make my own marinara sauce, and then I make my own meatball, too.
Yeah.
Because
what size? Like, comparable to what? Like, the size of your meatballs are the size of what? Are they, like, ping pong ball size?
That's a personal question.
I guess it is.
Call HR. Yeah, Bill Leff is the next man who
I'm
has
fine
been,
with that.
That's
if I get
name.
Fired over this, it's worth it.
I have varied in my meatball sizes. Some people like them really big, like perhaps bigger than a golf ball.
Yeah, I
maybe
can see
a
that.
Tennis ball.
Oh, that's big.
I have made them that big, and they're too big for
that's
me.
That's too big.
So now I'm like probably in between a tennis ball and a golf ball.
Yeah, I'd say that's standard, right? That's your good. That's a good size.
Smaller than a snowball.
Yeah. Not too big.
Bigger
not too
than
small.
A ping pong ball.
Right. And you make them all kind of uniform the same size.
I try to.
You don't offer some larger ones to the people who want more.
Unless there's
small marble sized ones.
Usually when you don't have enough meat mixture left at the end, yeah. Those are smaller.
Yeah, you get one
yeah.
That you go, I don't know who's going to eat this one. It's kind of the loner. But somebody comes
yes.
Forward. So my grandfather by marriage, this would be my dad's mother's husband. He's not really my grandfather, but when they divorced,
she married
into the Rinucci family.
This your step-grandfather?
Yeah, he's my step-grandfather.
All right.
Right. So they ran the restaurant Adolph's on Rush Street that was really famous. And when
I remember
when
that.
It was gigantic. That's Harry Carey used to hang out there every night. It was big.
I never went, but I knew of it for sure.
It was such a cool place. So he taught my brother and I when we were very young, because we had trouble with spaghetti. The other noodles you could just spear and eat, but with spaghetti, as you know. Yeah, but he did it like a gunslinger. Like he wouldn't even look. He'd be talking, and then he would just make his hand like rotate, and then the noodles would just go around the fork, and he wouldn't even look at this. He would just do it impulsively and then instinctively, and then he would just eat it like it was no big deal.
You get to that point.
So good at that. On my best day, I couldn't come
really.
Close
you never
to
got
that.
Better at it.
I got better, but I didn't get like I had to look and see what I was doing. He could just do something else and just do it.
Well, you don't do it up in the air. You do it on the plate.
He could do it anywhere.
You stick your fork in the middle and spin.
He could do it behind his back.
Like Jimi Hendrix could play guitar behind his back. Your step-grandfather could spool spaghetti.
Charlie could do it. He didn't even look at you, and he just somehow pulled it off, and it was flawless. And I admired that. That's one of the many things I admired most, is his ability to do that.
Did you have meatballs? Did he have meatballs when he was spooling pasta?
Yeah. I
That's the only benefit of spaghetti is you get the meatballs with it.
Right.
I know you pay extra, but still, you don't get meatballs typically with penne.
I don't think you do. I think that's a spaghetti characteristic.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate to the other...
Baby noodles.
The other... Right.
And there is spaghettini, which is even
baby
smaller.
Baby noodles was my gangster name. I was in the mafia for a little while when I was a child, and my nickname was Baby Noodles.
Here's why that's not true, because Italians don't ever say noodles, they say pasta, so it would be baby pasta.
They named me that ironically.
Okay.
They called me that ironically.
Because you weren't Italian?
Yeah.
You know, like Bugsy Moran or whatever.
Bugsy Moran was Jewish. He wasn't Italian.
He wasn't Irish? No. Moran?
I think Bugsy Moran was Jewish.
Is Moran a Jewish name?
Moran can be a bunch of different things.
Usually Irish.
But
Bugsy Malone. That's
Bugsy
Irish.
Bugsy Malone was not real, though.
Oh.
Jasmine, look up Bugsy Moran and see if he was circumcised, because I think...
Oh, my God! HR!
I think...
Muffin stuff!
He's your friend when things get rough.
Well, then,
Bugsy
thank God
Moran,
I am his friend.
I'm almost 100% sure was of Jewish persuasion. I'm almost positive.
The Irish and the Italians hung out around Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Jasmine will find out, and she will call everybody who's listening. All right. Now, speaking of Christmas.
Yes, baby noodle.
Were we speaking of Christmas?
No.
They just showed one of our favorite holiday specials on TV. They showed Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer a little early for my liking. I like my Rudolph about 10 days out. I like my Rudolph right around December 15th or 16th.
Won't they rerun it?
I hope so. Yeah, because I think more than one network.
All...
Is it on the Family Channel now? Is that who runs it?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, so they
check
pointed
your local
out...
Listing.
Check your local listings, of course. They pointed out something that you and I have pointed out in the past, most notably about a week or so ago, and that is that if you watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer now, you will notice that it is incredibly mean-spirited.
Totally. I mean, I guess I knew it then.
Right.
But it didn't scar me the way it probably should have. It's mean.
I put like, as a kid, I never missed this. Like, you know, my family, if we were Christmas shopping, there were a couple specials, like the Charlie Brown Christmas special and Rudolph, that we would come home early for so as not to miss. Because you didn't have a second chance. You'd have to wait again until next Christmas. Now you could easily DVR it or buy the DVD right. of it. You could watch it 1,000 times if you wanted to. But back then, you had one chance and one chance only. And as I watched it every single year, like you, I knew that it was mean, but I thought that in order to get the point across of acceptance, they had to be mean.
They did, kind of,
they
though.
They had to, right? But the meanest of all is Santa Claus.
You're absolutely just, right.
He's a bastard, let's be honest.
Phil!
He is. Here's what they say on Huffington Post. Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer aired last night, causing the name of the Christmas classic to be trending on Twitter. And it wasn't all warm and fuzzy childhood memories either. As time goes on, many viewers find that the tale isn't a charming story of a little reindeer so much as Santa Claus being an exploitative bully, as well as some less-than-jolly work conditions in the North Pole. Here are the reactions. Now, let's go back and just look at this for just a little bit. You've got two stories in Rudolph. You have the story of Rudolph himself, who is ostracized because he is different. He has a red nose. So everyone around him, the other reindeers, the coach, Santa Claus, all mean to him because
totally mean.
He's different. You also have the story of an elf who wants to be a dentist. He does not want to make toys. He wants to be a dentist. He
the
is
nerve
also,
of him.
Right.
To overachieve. I mean, seriously.
But elves need dentists.
Do they?
I think they do, don't they? I think elves...
I think they need cobblers more.
Well, they certainly do need cobblers. If you're an elf, there's no more glass ceiling if you're an elf. You can be whatever you want. But when this was made back in the 1970s, 60s or 70s, when would this have been made?
I want to say 60s, but...
It was made by Bugsy Siegel.
No, I have his story, too. You throw a lot of information out at me, and then I have to find the answer.
So I do.
When was what made?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer was made probably around 1969 or 1970. I'm going to say I'm going to say earlier than that, 68 or 69.
I'll find out. Keep talking.
All right. So back then, and it's sad that we can't really do this anymore to illustrate the point, but for these two stories to be successful, you had to show that both of them were fish out of water, that Rudolph,
yes.
despite the red nose, and Hermie or Herbie, I hear both.
I do too.
Despite the fact that they were different, for this story to have any payoff in the end, they had to be not mistreated, but they had to be treated differently, or you don't have a story, right? Do you?
No, 1964. Thank you,
64?
Jasmine.
64?
Yes.
Wow.
We were a year old.
Wow.
And I remember it well.
I think the first time I saw it, I was probably 4 or 5, so I missed the first few showings. We were watching Kitty a Go-Go.
And you were, so you're not even being
with
funny.
An actual kitty. Back then, Kitty a Go-Go used real cats. You couldn't do that anymore either.
Phil!
What? It's true.
All right, 1964, and yes, have to be mean to get your point across.
You have to be.
But we've established that, so what, it's meaner than we even thought?
Well... All right, so all kinds of people on Twitter, and I don't know if these are people who are just seeing it for the first time, because maybe it's jarring. If you grow up now in the politically correct society that we have created, to see something where somebody on television is ostracized for being different, it's probably a culture shock. If you're a little kid and you're turning on this heartwarming holiday special, and everyone's ripping on Rudolph, and everyone's tearing Hermie Herbie to shreds, I'm sure it's a jolt. Right?
I don't know, because as you're watching it, Bill, it's so weird. As you're watching it, I'm like, boy, they're not being very nice, but I wasn't going, God, they're being mean.
Right. I don't think I even noticed. I noticed at some point that Santa Claus was being rude to him, and that bothered me. Like, when I was probably in 6th or 7th grade, I'm like, wait a minute. Even, like, you would think Santa Claus would be the one guy to say to the other reindeer, look, he is different. But let's accept him for who he is.
Right.
But even Santa's like, hey, what are you doing? You're ruining everything with the red nose.
But again, as a kid, it didn't stick out to me that, boy, Santa's being a snot.
Right. It also bothered me that Santa was very thin, almost malnourished in this. Like, I like my Santa to be pleasingly plump, and the Santa that's
supposed
represented,
to be.
He's supposed to be.
His stomach's supposed to shake like a bowl full of jelly.
Yeah, I know. Not in this.
Not like a wheat thin?
No. No. All right, I will read you some of the tweets, how upset people are. And again, it doesn't say if this was the first showing they ever saw of Rudolph, because that's what I'm thinking. That's I'm thinking they must have seen it for the first time, and
yeah.
we accepted it.
Right.
We just accepted the fact that... All right, so we'll read those after the news. Stick around. It's Bill F. Oh, what do you have?
I just want to say, with a name like George Bugsy Moran, you would think the man they called Bugs was an Irishman, but he actually adopted the name later in life. Moran was born Adelard Cunin to French immigrant parents
he
in
St.
Paul, Minnesota. Although he attended a private high school, Moran fell in with a local St. Paul gang and started committing petty crimes at a young age. So he was not Jewish. He eventually made his way to Chicago, where he would make his name as a high-profile bootlegger and gangster.
I have to tell you, it is Bugsy Siegel that I'm thinking of that was Jewish. Bugsy Moran is not Jewish. He is, as we've just learned, is French. But I was thinking of...
I said Bugsy Siegel.
Did you say Bugsy Siegel?
Oh, I said Bugsy Malone.
You said Bugsy Malone.
A lot of Bugsies out there. Famous Bugsies for $30, Alex.
All right. Bugsy Pilak will be by with the news in just a little bit. She doesn't like to be called that on air. So when she enters the arena, we'll call her Judy Pilak. But we all know
all right. It's
Bugsy Pilak. And then we'll read you the tweets of people that are incensed. They're furious, Wendy, over the showing of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I can't talk now, Bill.
Why? What's wrong, Wendy? Everything all right?
Would you like me to talk?
No.
Yes, I'm here to
we
talk.
Do want you to talk, Judy.
I have brisket
are you having some brisket?
And I'm happy to see you.
Put some brisket in the basket. All right. Let's do this. We'll do some news. And then, Judy, I don't know if you ever noticed this. Wendy and I have pointed this out over the years. If you watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the holiday classic, everybody's a little bit mean. Everyone's a little bit edgy. Well, for some reason, they showed it on TV last night, and Twitter went nuts with people who are just finding this out for the very first time.
People who have just seen it? Really?
We can't figure out. It doesn't say if there are people that are experiencing it for the first time or if they've seen it 1,000 times and just now they went, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah, but the first time you saw it, it didn't look mean to you.
The first dozen times you saw it.
The whole story is mean. What?
Everything about it
is mean.
It's not politically correct.
When I was little, I didn't like it.
But doesn't it need to be mean to show that there is acceptance, that even though Rudolph was different and Herbie or Hermie the elf is different.
Oh, you quit saying both names?
They always say, depending on which source you read, some say Herbie, some say Hermie.
Like Brutus and Bluto.
Yeah. So in order for the stories to pay off, they had to be mean at the beginning so that you get the turn of events where they're beloved at the end. Or else you don't have a story.
Yeah,
right?
Or else there's not a story.
Right.
Because
you need conflict.
That is the whole story.
Right.
But yeah, I never...
Right.
But did anyone call him on being mean? Like, did anyone go, you know, Santa, you are a real jerk?
I'm surprised they don't add that in now. I'm surprised they don't, like, throw in an extra character and come in and go, hey, let's be nice to this elf.
Willie Lump Lump would be the new character.
The beloved.
Hey, say.
Willie the Lump Lump Elf.
I mean, I'm thinking of even the song. Is that, no, that's not too mean. It's
which
just...
song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
A very shiny nose, and if you ever saw, you would have. No, that's.
But the other
upbeat.
Reindeer,
the
you
other,
let him
call him names.
Names, right? There you go.
Games. Bullies,
They were bullies.
Games.
Reindeer bullies.
Well,
yeah.
We all need to learn lessons every day about bullies.
Yes,
so,
we do. So let this show serve as a ringing
an example,
endorsement.
Yes, yeah. that's what happens when you're a bully.
So true.
You don't get the.
When, and when you're bullied, you go on to great things.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Without
right,
Rudolph, no
example.
Christmas. Well, all right. We'll do some news, and then we'll
read. We're not responsible for children's books, the three of us.
I could be the illustrator.
Everybody loves that man, Bugsy Malone.
Bugsy Malone, Wendy. One of our favorite Bugsies. You know who this is singing? Listen to a little more of the...
Randy Newman.
Not Randy Newman. A one-time guest on our show. Who is this?
I know this voice.
Yeah, of course.
David Cassidy.
No. Boy, that's interesting.
Roger Daltrey.
No, it's not Roger Daltrey. Or David Cassidy. Want me to give you a hint?
He does sound so familiar.
I know, it's killing me.
Give us a hint.
He had a string of hits.
Paul Williams.
It is Paul Williams.
That's who it is.
Very nice. Jasmine Tellier?
No. I swear to God, I knew the voice. I just couldn't figure it out.
Yeah.
And then the
sounds completely like Randy Newman.
Pig-like yeah. man popped up into my head with the blonde hair. It was like if John Denver was a pig.
Oh, my God. You would have been a great elf.
Wash your mouth out
in the,
soap.
In the Hollywood
classic. Yeah, you're
classic.
So me. Exactly.
Well,
reindeer.
He had the little turned-up nose and the little glasses. Paul Williams looked a little pig-like. Come on. Come on.
Anyone with an upturned nose, apparently,
be careful.
Looks like a pig.
Do not attend an event with Wendy, because she will call you out on your Orson
qualities.
I didn't
say it was unattractive. I just said he looked like a little pig.
Yeah, all right. You do find it attractive?
No, but I didn't find it unattractive. I just am making an observation.
Is that why when we had him on as a guest, you would start every question with ebbity, and then you would ask the question?
And I introduced him from the Beatles' White Album. We play it everywhere. There's lots of piggies.
Yes, that
no,
was awkward.
You don't think he looks a little pig-like? He looks like a Muppet.
I don't know what he looks like.
That's better, I guess.
All right.
I'd rather
look
like a Muppet than a
it's
pig.
Not a
Unless
bad
you're Miss Piggy,
thing.
Then everybody's happy. No, it's
I was Miss Piggy one year for Halloween.
You were? Yeah.
I was very popular.
Yeah, I bet. All right, so they showed last night, they showed Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on one of the cable stations. Like I said, too early for me. I want it much closer to Christmas.
The old animated version?
Yeah, from
They'll
1964.
Repeat it.
I hope they do.
What about that Bozo
Garin Ray? I watched that on Thanksgiving.
So did I, but now don't they do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, because we forgot to
They'll
record it. And I said to Jim, I'm pretty sure they play that right before Christmas, too. Because there was a weird clown variety show that I had forgotten about. That was within the, was at the Medina.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At the Shrine Auditorium. Yeah, that was kind of creepy weird.
A clown convention?
Well, all the clowns were there. Mr. Ned was there.
Yeah. Both
there
Bozos.
Were gymnasts.
Joey Diaria Bozo.
And Bob Bell.
And Bob Bell Bozo.
Wow.
Were both there.
It was kind of, it was a...
Sandy
You know,
was
Bob
there.
Bell was the only Bozo.
The really. Only true Bozo.
Sandy
sorry.
Was the clown that Jim couldn't think of, and I said, that is Sandy. You
he
had...
was the mute clown.
Oh, right.
Sandy was
well,
the clown.
I had the sound yeah. turned down, so
no,
I didn't
he didn't
know.
Speak. It didn't matter if your sound was
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
He had nothing to say.
Just didn't wanna, Bozo said it all. That's
didn't want to ruffle
yeah.
any feathers.
Oh, wow.
See, I quit smoking
would,
and I have all this extra energy that I don't
favor?
Know what. I can't do it again.
Tomorrow morning, when the boys are asleep, just go into their room, just climb right up next to them and make the clown laugh noise.
I could never do it again as long Woo. As I live.
They
it was a
just...
little bit crusty, a little bit Bozo.
Yeah.
You might want to get a copy of that.
Yes. Have a copy
no,
of that ready
Jasmine,
at all
don't.
Times. So did you, as you were watching this special, and you've seen this, right, Jude? This is a masterful special.
Hosted by our own
yeah.
Dean Richards was the host.
We're talking about the Bozo.
Oh, the Bozo.
Garin
the
Ray.
Bozo. Right, right. No.
So,
I have not seen it.
Oh,
it's
you
so
have
good.
What is it called?
Bozo, Garin, Ray. So it's about Bozo the Clown, Garfield Goose, and Ray Rayner.
Oh, okay.
And
am I on the Bozo side special?
They don't show you.
Because I got a pie in the face on the Bozo
They
show.
Do show, like, the grand prize march and people walking around. Because
yeah.
I was actually looking for you because I go.
I was on a few of them.
Not the special.
Well, on the grand
the
prize
old clips.
March.
You're right. in the special?
No. But,
oh, okay.
But I was on a couple. I mean,
of course you were because you went twice and you had a lot of
you
money.
You went twice?
And, I know.
Yeah.
I never went.
Oh, I went once.
That was fun,
it was
wasn't
fabulous.
It?
Fabulous.
Paul Williams doesn't look like a pig anymore, by the way. But when he was little,
call
he did.
Call him and tell him that.
Oh, yeah.
That'll make his holiday season brighter. Hi, Paul. This is Wendy Snyder.
You know who he looks
you look like?
Like
a pig.
Miss Piggy.
No, but some other female.
Who? Duchess of York.
He looks really great. He's
like, I don't know
Helen
Reddy or someone
right now.
Looks
but look
like
at
Helen.
Bill.
He
look.
Had such a bad haircut.
It was like a shag haircut, kind of like yours.
Yeah, except look at he's a lot more blonde than me.
He looked a little like Cousin Oliver from the Brady
yes.
Bunch, but so did John Denver.
Yes,
that was a look everybody had that
yeah.
look back then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It
the
was.
Round glasses.
It just wasn't a good look.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, getting back to Bozo, right. which I want to say Gare. I know it's Gar for Garfield,
Gar.
But
yeah.
when you see G-A-R, I want to say Gare. I do. I know it wasn't Garfield Goose. It was
Garfield Goose.
I get it.
All right. So when you were watching this special, didn't you at the exact same time say, this is so beautiful and so horrendous at the exact same time?
Yes.
Because it was.
It brought back so many, like, wonderful memories of watching Bozo Circus and seeing Wizzo.
Yeah.
And Oliver.
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 Ray Rayner. played Oliver.
No, I'm also
Tom Brokaw with Oliver. I'm Tom Brokaw.
Wizzo is married to a friend of mine, someone in her family.
Is that right?
So I've been at parties with him. Jeez,
really?
Like,
you were at the Wizzo wedding.
That was Marshall Brodeen, wasn't it?
Yeah, he is.
I had a beer with him.
And now he's very ill. But just like two years ago.
He's a nice man.
Even when he was getting there, he would be at the parties and he would do magic tricks, and it was just. Kids 20 years old were like enthralled.
Oh my God, I got TV magic cards because of him. Yeah. And I was really good at it.
Still so good.
They all changed your card.
I know. Wasn't that amazing?
Because he just did it so nonchalantly. He just go up to a kid and boom.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Yeah.
Do you remember when you and I had Roy Brown on Cookie?
Yes.
And Cuddly Dudley.
Yes.
Spoiler alert.
Cookie.
We had him on a Q101. And do you remember what happened at the end of the interview?
Did I do something bad?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
All right. So
there
had been rumors forever.
Oh, about him drinking.
That everybody on Bozo Circus, like as soon as the show was over, they would just start drinking.
Yeah.
And that was a rumor forever. And I said to Wendy, do we ask about that? And Wendy, you said, you took the high road and you said, no, if he brings it up, we can bring it up.
That's the old Wendy.
Yeah,
the new Wendy would have done it.
You would have opened the question.
Let's just do it nicely.
Right. So we decided we're going to do this interview, and we're not going to ask if Bozo and Cookie and if those guys would go out drinking as soon as they were done every day. We just won't ask. So we do the interview, and the interview goes well. We asked all the questions we wanted to ask Cookie. And then at the end, he goes, "Are we?" Now, keep in mind, this is 8:40 in the morning. He goes, "Are we done?" And we go, "Yeah, we're done." And he goes, "Good, then I can have a scotch." That's how he ended it.
Oh, my goodness. There you go. Didn't even need to ask.
Wow.
Well, see, our question was answered.
Right. Very subtly, but he answered it.
But he had a bad reputation from... He lived in Oak Park, and I knew people that lived around him, and evidently he was hitting the bottle a lot, which makes me very sad.
In costume or
his
own?
I don't think in costume, because the neighbors knew who he was, and I don't think he's with us any longer.
He's no longer with us.
And I think he had a drinking problem, which, think about it, you guys. You play
a clown. I know, every day.
Yeah, and kids get on your nerves. I mean, my own kids get on my nerves. Imagine other people's kids.
Yeah, I totally believe
that.
But
that's not an excuse for drinking. You can't
the guy
was dressed like a clown. You give him, cut him some slack. Let him drink.
Well, Bill, it's usually alcoholism spawns from some kind of depression or unhappiness in your life.
Right.
So if you're, you know, always have makeup showing a smile, which I do every day, sometimes something's got to break.
I guess.
Is Cookie still alive?
No.
Okay. No.
So I just
but I heard great things about him, and then I heard that he was a little crotchety and drank a lot.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, it depends when you caught him.
But when you watch this special... It brings you back to where, because it was on at noon every day,
yep.
And I swear, I know there must have been days that I missed, but I don't remember that. I just remember...
We came home every day for lunch.
Your brain just said, you got to watch Bozo Circus at noon. And then in our school, if a kid was going to be on Bozo Circus, every TV in the school was turned to Bozo Circus, and you would look for that kid in the audience.
You went to school with a bunch of Richies, didn't you?
No.
I was never there.
It didn't cost money to go to Bozo Circus.
Yeah, but you had to organize,
free.
And you had to...
It was more
put
about
in for
it
your
was
name.
More about power. Yeah, it was a 7-year wait.
It was
wait.
Who you
7
knew.
Years.
And so Adolph's restaurant is that's why you got in.
Right,
because Bozo used to eat there.
Now the word around, I interned at Channel 9. When Bob Bell was there, and the word around the station was all the executives had 2 pair of Bozo tickets in their car at all times.
Really?
Right there on the visor when they got pulled over.
Interesting. So,
and what cop wouldn't take that?
Oh, my God, I love
that. It's not even a bribe, really. It's Bozo Circus.
I'm going to print up Bozo Circus tickets and keep them in my visor.
See if it works.
Hey, look what I have.
Look at this. 2 Bozo Circus tickets to 1973.
Collectors items.
Yeah, if you have those tickets, hold on to them.
But a kid, like, if you were a kid that was going to be on Bozo Circus, you were famous for the rest of your grade school.
I didn't know anybody
except
you.
Now, we got to go every, like, the 6th grade class. I went to St. Hedwig's.
You rich Catholic people.
We were not rich. We were as a Bucktown, but it was just, you know what I think? Probably they just gave it to the school. You know what I mean?
Maybe,
it had to have started out like that.
Right.
Because every 6th grade class got to go to Bozo Circus.
Right.
The Publix didn't get that, just the parochial.
But I mean, they had to do some charity. It was probably under the charity.
Yeah.
God didn't like clowns. I can't believe you got tickets.
Not... He liked
those true?
Clowns.
Is that true?
That's what I hear.
So the first time I went, Jude, I had 103 fever.
Oh, my gosh.
That morning. And it was friends of ours who had the tickets. And my mom called the doctor, and they said...
And the doctor said...
And the doctor said... My mom goes, he's running a fever. He's got 103 fever. And, the doctor goes, we'll keep him home from school. And then my mom goes, well, he wasn't going to go to school. He's going to go to Bozo Circus. And the doctor goes, well, you got to send him.
He's got to go to Bozo Circus.
7-year wait.
Exactly.
I'll be dead in 7 years.
Did you go?
Yeah, I went.
Wow.
And it was... It wasn't a great experience that time.
The reason why you don't go to school is because you get everyone else sick
right.
with 103 fever. But right. go to Bozo Circus.
Oh, all the clowns got sick. Oh.
No, just I infected
Sandy,
Dolly the gorilla.
Who never spoke again.
Did you play the grand prize
Did you get
game?
Picked?
No, my friend Adam did.
Not your
my
brother.
Brother Adam. No, my friend Adam. He got to play, and he didn't do well.
The kid you went with?
Yeah, he got to play.
That's almost
Magic
worse,
arrows.
Isn't it?
The
Magic Arrows.
I would have just pushed his head down and took the
yeah,
arrows.
Yeah, well, you could have just moved over a little bit. That's what I loved about the Magic Arrows. Yeah, they couldn't really tell, so they'd do it again.
No, like, they'd always do this. Oh, sorry, landed on a mom.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, landed on a mom.
That is so funny.
Do you remember when they would play Bozo's TV POW? Do you remember this at all?
I vaguely remember this.
All right, this was the first year that video games became a reality. Oh. So they had this symbol on a screen, and you had a joystick, and then they'd call a kid at home, and every time the kid said pow, one of the clowns would hit the button to shoot a missile at this symbol on the screen. But every kid who played it did it wrong, because they would just go, pow, pow. They would do it slowly. If it was me, I'd go, pop, 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 so that you'd guarantee yourself a win.
Why didn't they even call me at home? God, my family sucked.
Well,
they never put my name in.
Your name would be in the grand
sent
in the
it.
Drum in the giant
yeah, the drum.
Drum.
I did
Remember?
Get an autographed Garfield Goose postcard.
That's something.
I don't know where
Wait,
it is.
Wait, everyone who played the grand prize game, there was a kid in the drum, right?
You'd play
who
for
also
yourself,
won?
And you'd play
who
for
won
a kid
the
at home.
Years worth of baloney?
The baloney or Schwinn bike? If you got
Schwinn
it,
Schwinn bike was the way
to go. The big one.
And the giant Tootsie Roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the giant Tootsie Roll was good.
I don't even like Tootsie Rolls, but it was giant.
So huge. Who would
the
say
bologna
no to
always
that?
Cracked.
I don't remember
right.
the bologna.
It's like a big thing of bologna.
Oscar Mayer?
They only did
no.
bologna sometimes, and then the other one that they do sometimes was a puffer kite. Remember the puffer kite?
I loved mine.
That? Yeah.
I had my own because I didn't win it on Bozo.
I mean, the prizes were so ridiculous, but...
Not for a kid. Just,
but the pageantry of it all.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it was, the pageantry of it
and
all.
And did you have the same feeling when you went into that studio for the first time? Because they'd say, and a cast of thousands, and they'd show the audience, and you go, there's thousands of people there.
Yeah.
And there then you'd show up there, and there's only...
75.
Yeah, 75
A thousand
people.
Inches.
It was really, really a small studio.
Yeah.
Is that the one when we were on WGN
yeah,
Morning News? That's only how big it was?
That's the studio they shot Bozo Circus in. The
what?
One they do the morning news in.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's off to the side. I mean, they're
they
not...
should have preserved that as and left everything. Well, maybe it's at the museum.
They
now.
Have some of it. Yeah, most of it's at the museum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it was interesting when I got the pie in the face because I was an intern and the producer.
You were an intern for Bozo?
No, I was an intern at Channel 9. And one day I was walking down the hallway and Al Hall, who produced Bozo, said, girl, come here, intern girl. And I was like, oh, and I ran over and he said, yeah, we need you here. We just, you know, in about 10 minutes, come to Bozo and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I was what, 20? Maybe?
Yeah.
I, you thought, I'm going to be
maybe
a star.
22. I know, exactly, right? Oh, Bozo wants me on the show. So I go there and I'll never forget, I had these gray, like, slacks on because that was the time.
Right.
Yeah.
And
the
so slack time.
Yeah, they were like polyester. I look good, though. Of course, Wendy. Anyway, I go there and they...
You can't ever leave that out.
What a strange side note to your story.
I look
Even
good.
In my polyester pants. Well, I was young.
Yeah.
I looked young.
Yeah.
Anyway, I go there and they're like, all right, so you're going to go in the audience. It's Friday the 13th. This is now when they were taping.
Oh.
So it was going to be like the next week.
And they would was this when they would show it on Sunday instead of the Monday through Friday? Because for a while,
I feel like it was
the Bozo Super Show on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you're right. But I feel like it was on Friday because it was Friday. The whole premise was Friday the 13th.
Oh.
So I was in the audience and they called on me. You know, I was like a mom who didn't believe in, you know, superstition.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't believe that. And they called me up. And so I got a pie in the face. You know, Cookie threw a pie at Bozo.
Ducked.
One time. Perfect.
But they didn't tell you you were going to get a pie
yes,
in your
they
face?
Did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I knew that. And I was an intern. Was I going
to
say no?
Yes.
So it was perfect, though. One time, the pie in my face, and I have a picture of it. Someone snapped a picture of me
How
getting
lucky
it.
Are
I
you?
I was like stiff as a board. Okay, do you know what was in that pie?
Nothing. Just whipped cream.
Shaving cream.
Oh, not whipped cream?
Yeah, I thought it would be whipped cream, too.
So you licked it?
No, but I had my eyes. I was a thespian. Yeah, my eyes were open. My mouth was probably open.
I was a thespian.
I say, good sir, your pie isn't made of...
I want my eyes big and
wide-eyed, like when it's coming in for a landing on my face.
I'm not kidding. I was like... Perfect. And, God, I probably started gagging. It burned my eyes. It was horrible.
He fell in a pile of shit.
Anyway, Al Hall loved me after that, though, so I was his gal.
He
let me work on some other projects.
Here's the only time I ever met him. When I was a kid, we were shopping at River Oaks, and this guy comes up. I'm in the toy department of Marshall Fields, and he goes, "Hey, little fella, do you watch..."
He didn't say, "Hey, you, boy."
No. "Hey, little fella, do you watch Bozo Circus?" I didn't know, like, you're told if people approach you in
don't
a situation like that, do not talk to them. So I just stared at him for a while, and he goes, "You must watch Bozo Circus." And I just nodded like that. So he goes, "Oh, no, it's okay." And then he reaches in his wallet, and he hands me a card, and it says, "Al Hall, producer, Bozo Circus." So he goes, "Keep watching. Hope you enjoy it." And he walked away, and I'm like,
what?
I'm nine. What a weird thing.
How about a ticket?
Right.
What? He just gave you his card?
Yeah, I got his business card.
Okay. What did he want you to call him? Maybe he wanted you to be a regular, you were on the Magic Door.
No, this way preceded Magic Door. That would have been weird.
That is so funny.
Yeah, but so I'm a little kid carrying around a business card for a producer for Bozo Circus.
He was such a character. So the next thing I did was the auto show with him, and I worked late into the night, and it was going to run. It was like a Friday, and it was going to run that Sunday. I was all excited except my name was going to be in the credits.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he didn't know my name.
Oh,
he knew my first name. Nobody knew my last name.
Shaving
so you know
girl.
What it said when it came up? It said, "Assistant production, assistant, Judy Delicious."
Judy Delicious?
I don't get it. That's harassment.
Judy Delicious?
Sort of. It may have said Delish, actually, but they meant Delicious. Yeah, D-E-L-I-S-H.
I don't understand that.
They made it up. It was just funny. Ha-ha.
Wasn't that funny?
It's not funny because my family was all gathered around the TV.
The whole Delish family?
To see my name and the whole Delish family. And I said, well, isn't that Delish? There I am, Judy Delish.
What a sad ending.
When I left, though, they gave me a framed, nice frame.
Of Judy Delish?
I had the definition of delicious.
Judy and a picture of you. Yep. All right, we'll take a quick break.
She looked good.
Thank you, Mr. Delish, for hanging around.
She looked good.
Well, we'll close things off next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I think it's about time for us to put on our walking shoes.
Wendy, it's time for the Grand Prize March. Wait, is that what they call it at the end? What was it called?
Yeah.
The Grand March? The Grand March.
I guess it wouldn't be the Grand Prize.
The
grand prize game.
But then
it wasn't a Grand March.
What was it called at the end? Where they would just leave. It was just called the Big Leave. Let's just leave.
I think it was like closing up shop March.
That's what it was. We want to thank Bugsy Siegel, Bugsy Moran,
Bugsy Malone.
By. Bugsy Malone stopped by. It was nice to
Bugsy
see Bugsy
Pilak.
Bugsy Pilak.
And Judy Delish.
I'm only going to call her that from now on.
I'm with you.
Let's only refer to her as Judy Delish. There's some credibility. All right, everybody.
Jasmine, welcome back. She had some oral problems. I shouldn't say it that way. Teeth. Whatever. Teeth. Your teeth. What? Why'd the music stop?
It was so wrong. Because I can't talk on two buttons at the same time. It has to be the music.
You either get
me.
Music or you get Jasmine.
Yeah.
You can't have both.
You
can't
have both.
Cannot have
Sorry.
Both.
Sorry.
That's a pretty bad setup. But yes, you had oral surgery. What's wrong with saying that?
You can say oral surgery. You can't say what you said.
Oral problems?
You can't say what you just said.
Right.
Oh, God. You guys are little babies. Are you feeling better?
I am feeling better.
All right. I'm Wendy Delish.
All right. Well, we've stayed 2 minutes too long again. Another show tomorrow, though.
Hopefully.
We think there will be another show tomorrow. So
tomorrow's Thursday.
I know. Bye, everybody. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.